The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 573. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight, joined by Emperor Palpatine.
Yes, then it will stay until called for.
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
And Brian Manjoma.
Let the March Madness commence.
Man, we're getting too much madness in February. What the fuck's going on this weekend? Yo, I'm just going to say this. How many leaders of Iran have we had in the last 24 hours? These motherfuckers, like, we killed like five of these motherfuckers. It's crazy. I am not telling on. No, you're not, bitch. It's crazy. Anyway, so yeah, Brian, I'm not looking forward to March because it's going to be crazier.
Oh, no, I'll just talk about the games.
What? Are there games? To me, I'm like,
games, yo.
I'm like, yo, man. Games, oh, yeah. Actually, there's a big one.
There's plenty of games.
A Crimson game, which we may or may not talk about eventually. I actually have to look into that because I was like, what's. Because I thought after like February, maybe just the games I cared about. I'm like, after February, that's it.
There's no more games.
No more games for the rest of the year until GTA. But there's probably some stuff. Anyway, let's get into it, man. Questions. I put these in a relative order, but it's still like a grab bag of stuff, you know.
Are we pulling over some of the ones that we weren't able to use the last time?
Yeah, time permitting, we will get to those. I have them listed here, but if the show runs too late, then we won't. Okay. So we'll see what happens. Iranian leadership whack-a-mole, pretty much. Just get them, keep getting those motherfuckers. All right, man. Tumeke starts us off tonight. Capcom appreciation time. How is it that Capcom can continue to put out high quality content at a very reasonable rate, whereas most Western developers struggle to get one or two games out of generation? A couple of factors. One, you know, Capcom is still owned by one family, and they put a tight rein on things. Like, they saw what happened when they kind of tried to be everything for everybody and it didn't work, so they just reeled it back. Like, okay, let's really remember, there was the whole era of Crapcom, you know, like we had that within living memory. So they really consolidated. Let's focus on, you know, let's just be honest, a bunch of remakes, sequels, and a couple of new things here and there, you know, which is a good thing because you don't see a lot. And then two is, it's a Japanese work ethic. You know, it's like their teams are not generally as big and bloated as ours, you know? Yeah. So it's easier for them to kind of rein things in.
And you think about it, like if you look at how many teams are like, they're only for this year that are getting releases, you have your Pragmata team, you have your Resident Evil team, and then you have your Onimusha team. It's the three guys. Three teams. And then there's also
the ongoing Street Fighter team, you know,
the ongoing Street Fighter team. And then you have the Monster Hunter guys.
Yep.
You have all split out in different ways. I also say the biggest thing, too, is the fact that they have an in-house engine.
I was just about to say that.
So the MT framework, you got to remember that every single that was their previous one. But yes, the RE engine. Which is not Resident Evil.
It's
engine.
Not Resident Evil. It's was it Reach for the Moon or some shit?
it's the Reach engine, really. Yeah. It's just the Reach engine. Well, no, I mean it was. I mean, why would a Japanese company call it Resident Evil? It was just, you know, doesn't make sense because the game is called Biohazard.
That is true. That is a good. That's a very good point.
So but the RE engine, every single division is using that same engine, and they're all, you know, developing you know, more and more things for that engine, which the other games can take advantage of, right? So my guess is, like, you know, obviously you had all the advancements that they had done and getting Resident Evil, which was very well optimized for, you know, pretty much all the consoles and the PC, you know, with all that sort of stuff. You just sort of, you know, goes on to the next team, or since they're all developing at the same time, it's like, oh shit, we got hair to work. Want this shit? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Here's a tweet I wanted to bring up. So somebody put a side-by-side image of, you know, Resident Evil 9 and Death Stranding 2. They were like, why are we trying, like, yo, proprietary engines get you games that look like this. Why is everybody trying to be like Unreal? You know, it's a good point. I mean, you know, these two games do not look alike. You'd look at them, like, I said this before, you see a Decima engine game, you know it's fucking Decima, you know? Same thing with RE engine.
I think the thing is, it's like it takes a lot to develop your own engine. Like, if you want to get into the weeds of it, Decima has been being used since PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, the same thing with the RE engine, actually, right?
Yeah.
So that's right. I mean, I think they're just sort of taking advantage. Just, it takes a lot to develop your own engine, a lot of resources. So think about it. You know, you'd have to mix that with the development of a game, and a lot, you know, remember, studios aren't in the business of doing that. That's a huge investment.
Yeah, well, at least for Capcom, they don't have to worry about that. They got their engine. They're good.
And then to be honest, in general, it also probably saves them on development costs, because you know, a lot of things people don't talk about these days, since, you know, since with the usage of, you know, Unreal Engine, or let's say Unity, is that you need the studio needs to pay a licensing fee off of that.
No licensing fee if you got your own engine.
No licensing if you have to do that. You have to, if you're doing your own engine. So, you know, obviously the one thing about it is that you, if you work any of those engines, and this comes from his experience, you do have the support of the, you know, of the studio that creates it. So, you know, like, okay, you know, we need this sort of thing, we need that sort of thing. And then you just sort of do back and forth with them to sort of help the engine along and help you do the things you need to do. So there you go.
Yeah. What about the rest of you guys? What do you think
about the engines? I agree.
Yeah. And Capcom in general, but, you know?
Yeah. So the whole thing with the engines, I mean, like, if you're an indie developer, if you're one of those, you know, smaller studios, and it makes sense to use Unreal because it's just, you don't have the time or the money to make your own engine. But, and we talked about this previously, but with CD Projekt Red, they have their own proprietary engine, but they're going away from it.
Yeah.
And you know, all they needed to do was wait a couple of months and not release the Cyberpunk on the old generation consoles. And, you know, there wouldn't have been this stigma, but, you know, now they're moving to Unreal, and I'm really scared about that. I mean, isn't The Witcher 4 going to be on Unreal as well?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, to me, that's a red flag. Yeah. The Witcher. Yeah. Oh, Witcher 5.
No. Isn't it Unreal 5? 4.
Yes.
Was, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not too happy with, you know, at least the studios that have the capacity and the means to make their own engine, move away from that and just do Unreal, because the games get a lot very samey. You know, there's some talented developers that are able to make the game look like, you know, it's in its own. But, you know, sometimes a lot of different games just have the same, you know, like I mentioned, the sameness of the Unreal Engine. And it's not good. And as far as Capcom, shout out to Capcom, man. We said this years ago. It's like they've been in their 12-step program to rehabilitation, because they were in the gutters, you know, Crapcom, years ago.
Crapcom, you know.
Yep. They got the Crapcom you know, nickname, and now it's like all we were waiting
now
for
it's Cap God.
Is Mega Man. Yeah. Yep. They're the ones holding the industry up.
I mean,
you know, with Monster Hunter, Street Fighter, Resident Evil, all the Resident Evils, we got in like 10 Resident Evil games in the last two generations.
Yeah. Street Fighter 6 itself is holding up the FGC right now, man. That's the game that's bringing in a bunch of money, you know, and it's costing all these tournaments. That shit, if Street Fighter 7 doesn't hit, and we've noticed the pattern, every odd number Street Fighter doesn't do well, we'll see what happens, you know? But yeah, shout out to Capcom, man. All right, moving on here, unless anybody wants to chime in on Capcom. Another one from Mr. Tumeke. The first official picture of the Amazon God of War show looks more like Timu God of War. Is there any chance this will be good? They fucked up The Last of Us, which should have been a fairly easy win. So I have my reservations about them doing this series justice. He's just talking about in general, not that, you know, Amazon did it. That was, you know, HBO did that.
I mean, Amazon also did the Fallout series, and that's quite good.
Yeah. But yeah, based on that image, yeah, I agree. I think this looks like crap.
I'm gonna say this. If you ever see set photos of like things, they usually don't look amazing. Like I've seen like shots from like Mad Max where it looks like their costumes look cheesy and fake.
I don't think that was supposed to be a set photo.
Yeah, no, it's one of those early photos. I don't think it's an actual shot from the film, because like there's no contrast in anything. I think
from the TV show, you mean? Because it's,
yeah,
unfortunately, yeah, has to be a TV show. Can't just, you know, just be a 2-hour movie, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, thing that was interesting to me is like Atreus looks like a baby. He's got this little baby like shooting.
I have a
arrows.
Theory about that. I think they're doing it on purpose
they cast him younger on purpose.
Yep, because they know that show's gonna, you know, by the end of the season one, he's gonna be older.
Yeah, so they pulled like a Stranger Things. They got like a kid that's like an 8-year old now.
Yeah.
Which I think he's sort of like 12 in that first game.
Yeah,
right?
he's like 10, 12 or in that like preteen type of deal. But yeah, it's funny because some people, like one guy, like in real life, you know, in like, you know, he did like real life Photoshop on it to make the shit look better, you know? But yeah, it looks, I'm not going to watch it regardless. I even though I could, cause I have Amazon, but I'm like, this looks like fucking dog shit. And even though I understand that, you know, there are some good video game shows like Fallout, I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm good.
It's not the same. It's not the same people. And like, again, it's like, also, it's like, you also got to remember, like, there's also, I think, in general, like, you know, with the Fallout series, it was like they had all this, PlayStation had a lot to do Bethesda had a lot to do with the actual plotting and everything like that. But I think, you know, new PlayStation might try to change a bunch of stuff. But then again, we're also doing the Dad of War portion of it.
Yeah, we're probably going to hopefully get some flashbacks, but you're right. It is Dad of War we're getting.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think we're going to get really any flashbacks until later on in the series, to be honest.
Well, you're still going to get flat. You have to. You can't just ignore it, you know? But yeah, but it's not the focus, obviously. Brian, I want to get your thoughts, bro.
Yeah, I see. The thing is, Manny, the picture that I seen was sent from what appears to be the official Prime Video Twitter. So I presume it's meant to be officially released, not
that's
just a set photo.
No, I don't think it's a set. I think it's an official, like an official shot, but I don't think it's an official way it's going to look in the final thing. You know, it's before any color grading, before any all this other stuff that happens when you make films. I'm thinking they took a cool photo, but I don't think it's genuinely anything that's from the
cool
show.
Cool photo, quote unquote.
You know, they take, you know, you to like, again, like you take a photo like, hey, this is what they look like. But I don't think it's genuinely anything that's part of the, I think we might see something similar, but I think once everything is all of that stuff is done. But then again, like, you know, there's still things you can't change. Obviously, he's got his ratty beard, you know.
Okay, you know what? I will wait until they do the trailer for it, and then I'll. Yeah.
And now, if we see if we look at the trailer and we see it still looks like Disneyland, like everything's all colorful and bright looking, then we know something's up. Then we know that's the way that show looks.
So that was one of my first thoughts. Is that it just looks way too warm. You know, it's meant to be cold, as far as I remember. So, but even then, it's. Again, I'm Tony. I just don't care because it's Dad of War. Dad of War is easily my least favorite God of War game.
which honestly is not saying much since they're all very good, really. So that's a weird high praise. But yeah,
even the one that came out like 2 months ago.
Sorry?
the Sons of Sparta.
Okay. It is easily my least favorite God of War game that I've played.
Yes. Because
there's been a bunch that I've not played. I just don't care. I would have easily loved it a lot more if they did the Greek trilogy or the Greek saga, I'll call it.
Yeah.
Because I think that's more interesting and you can do a lot more with that. That's probably slightly more adult. I think with this, it might be a case of I'll see if my girlfriend likes it, and then if so, then we'll watch it. Else, yeah, we probably won't, because she loves zombies. So she loved watching the first Last of Us show. So she's watching season 2 of Last of Us.
Oh boy.
While I'm sat there in the background just laughing.
That's like me watching Alien Earth. Oh my God. Ugh.
I heard that was really bad.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What about the rest of you guys? What'd you think of that reveal of God of War, the TV series? Rich, what are your thoughts, bro? Mr. Richard Bailey.
That is a
phenomenal question. I guess he's not around. All right, Carlos, you could go, and then we'll wait for Rich.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know how I can it doesn't look terrible, but it doesn't look great. It's just, you know, it's just a photo. Like, it doesn't really tell me anything. Like Manny mentioned, there's still like a lot to do to, you know, for us to see how the game or the show looks. You know, I kind of feel bad for the guy, the guy playing Kratos. I don't know. Like, people are just pissed because he doesn't look exactly like Kratos. Like, I feel like that's the thing. Like, anyone else, you know, I don't know which actor. I don't know, but you know, like, I think every other actor in the world is not going to look anywhere near like Kratos. So I don't know. You know, maybe they can fix his face. I don't know.
They got Vin Diesel. Just saying. Put a beard on that motherfucker.
I'm your dad.
Then they would have made the fat jokes there. So
or Triple H.
Oh yeah, Triple H.
Oh no, he definitely would make a good Dad of War, especially now. But he can't get really in really good shape these days because of the, you know, his heart condition. So. He's just got to be, you know, paunchy Dad of War.
Yeah, right.
he's Dad Bot of War.
Oh man! All right, Richard, are you back?
Oh, he said he'll be right back in a second.
He'll be right back.
Okay. All right. So, all right, we got to move on. All right, another. Okay, so this one's a sponsored question, Mr. Ramyadeth, picking up an extra to make a question. Also got a war related. What are your thoughts on the rumored next Sony Santa Monica game being a God of War spinoff? Does anyone else think they risk milking the franchise one too many times and that it should be given a break? We already have the remakes coming, as well as that Shadow Drop 2D game, and now potentially another game. What was the last Sony Santa Monica release game that wasn't God of War? Is it really milking? Yeah, is it really milking? The last God of War game came out a while ago, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it's milking, but the rumors are saying that rumor. The rumors are suggesting either it's going to be like Atreus or Loki rather, or a Freya game. And it's supposedly going to be the Freya game, supposedly a prequel. And I guess the Atreus / Loki game would be a sequel. Either way, you're not going to get Kratos. We'll see what happens, to quote Richard. That's my thought on it. We'll see what happens. But I personally would love it if it is a Freya game, just so I can see Twitter explode. That's all I care about. I just want to see the world burn, you know? but yeah, that's my thought. I know I didn't really say much, but I'll wait and see. But I can't say I'm excited or against it. It's just, let's see what happens. You know,
I'm not, for my end, I don't really care for any of the modern God of War stuff. And to just sort of have this, have it again with, you know, Atreus or Freya, Also, the didn't that Atreus spinoff game, wasn't that one of the Blue Point suggestions a while ago? You know, to keep their studio open. And they were at least from that one report, they said that they didn't trust them to handle it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then the other concern here is, who's developing the God of War trilogy?
Oh, we don't know yet.
Are you telling me that it's both Santa Monica Studios?
Yeah, we don't know.
No, I think it's Santa Monica in tandem with someone else, if I recall.
They didn't say who it was in tandem with. So, I would think that if they're doing the next chapter of a God of War game, they would probably be the ones that are handling. And I definitely think that some other studio is going to be doing their, you know, I guess their remastering effort. So that's interesting to me, because I don't think they would probably split hairs and do two God of War productions at once. Kind of like the way they did with the Sons of Sparta game, where they just handed it off to some other company. It's just interesting. Like, I noticed that we saw a lot of people congratulating themselves, like, hey, great job, Santa Monica. I'm like, what'd you guys do? You didn't develop that game. You published it, if anything.
Yeah. Brian, what are your thoughts, bro?
I'm actually strangely okay with them not doing a God of War game based on Kratos. That's what I've been saying for a long time, that Kratos ironically should have died at the end of God of War 3 and been left dead, and I was okay with that. So I'm okay with that, but I'm interested to see how things go. I think it makes sense to do a Loki / Atreus game just based on how the game is set. I can see them interspersing with a Freya content in that, because again, that also makes sense because she's part of his past. So, but again, I'm not sure how much content you can have with Freya without having to kind of have to shoehorn stuff that already exists. And plus, it means that certain things have to happen, so you kind of already know the outcome. But again, I am always open to the fact that they could surprise us.
Yeah. All right. We'll see. Let's see if Rich is back. Rich, you back? I'm going to take that as a no. So we'll move on to some Mob Hits questions. Right. If we don't get any GTA 6 updates in the next few months, is it safe to say it's going to get delayed? I don't see any marketing effort, not even gameplay other than what was leaked. Not necessarily. They might be like, I mean, I think you might you'll probably get something during the summer, you know, because they got to really start ramping it up. Even though, let's just be honest, man, GTA 6 doesn't need any fucking advertising. That shit's going to sell, bro. You know, a lot,
man.
Like,
even with I think there was a few recent reports that said that like GTA is still like, even though it doesn't have any direct like promotion, it literally is one of the most anticipated games.
Don't tell Brett that, Carlos. Yeah, don't tell Brett that. Don't tell him that GTA 5 is still in the top 10 fucking Circana now. It's not NPDs anymore. Every single month. This game, here's the thing. So they could go radio silent for the rest of the fucking year. This shit'll be the biggest selling game of the fucking year, of probably this generation. Probably even that month, you know? Like, this shit is crazy. So I wouldn't worry about that. It could maybe get delayed again, but if this follows the typical pattern, we just saw our last delay, right? And it'll probably drop when it's supposed to drop. And I'm not happy that it's dropping during the week of Black Friday, because I'm going to be extra busy. Fuck, you know, but it is what it is, man. This game is already guaranteed to be a fucking smash hit, at least initially. We'll see what happens after the fact. But, you know, if they don't fuck it up, you know, they're going to be, it's easy money, you know?
It's, yeah, like if it ends up that the game is just a piece of trash, that means a bunch of people have bought the game and you just bought some trash. But it definitely is going to do some numbers.
Yeah. And it's going to move a lot of PlayStations too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. If they can find them.
Yeah.
With this game, it'd be interesting if one of these weeks, before the game comes out, like our prediction of how many copies it's going to sell like first week or first day.
That sounds like a question. Wink, wink, wink.
You know, maybe when we get closer to that time, we'll talk about that.
Maybe Eurocar will put that into the questions pool.
I like Eurocar. I'm a good guy,
good dude. But so they don't need advertisement, like you guys mentioned. And especially the game doesn't come out till November,
mm-hmm.
So doing advertisement in February and March, it doesn't really make sense. All they need to do is, and I'm pretty sure this is what they're going to do during the summer. Maybe it's Summer Games Fest, or maybe it's something else. They'll do the poster reveal, which they always do after each game or before each game. They show the poster of what the cover art is. So we might get that during the summer, but that's it. And I don't know, dude, I strongly doubt that they're not going to do this for this game, but do GTA games generally, you know, have review copies for journalists?
Yeah, they do, but they play it very close, you know? I remember GTA 5, we got our review copy, like, I think 3 days before launch, man. That's us. I the bigger guys like IGN, they'll get their shit probably a week beforehand, which is still not enough time. But they play it very close to the chest, you know?
Yeah. So I'm curious to see if they'll do that here.
Yeah. What's up, Brian?
So in an attempt to do some research on Eurocar's potential question coming up next week, I thought it'd be a nice idea to look at what the current record holder is for most units sold in 24 hours.
Oh, shoot.
And I'll give you one guess as to what you think that game is. And it made me laugh so hard.
What was it, GTA 5?
Tony, you'd be shocked to hear it was.
Of course it was.
I have no idea why I even thought any different. Because I was like, okay, you know, I'll just give it a search to see what it is. It might be quite cool to find out. It's like, oh, of course it's GTA 5, because everything is GTA 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no surprise.
What was the number?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
What was the number?
I'm looking forward to that question. It is 11 million.
I have my prediction.
I'll take the over.
All I was to say is that my guess was actually less than that. So I need to refine my
numbers. That's a hot take.
Yeah. By the way, Carlos, my mind finally started working. So here's what actually happened. The game I was actually referencing was not GTA. It was Red Dead Redemption.
Ah, 2. Yes, because you didn't. Yes.
GTA 5, we got, I was at SCFM Play. We got that on release date. We got the code on release date because, you know, we're smaller. We're still a new site. Yeah. When I was at geek.com, we got that fucking code like 3 days. We got it on, like, I think it was, when the fuck did the game launch? I remember getting it. No, I didn't get it. It was Jordan got it on like Thursday night or Friday or something. And he played it like a madman over the weekend to get it, you know, have it ready for the embargo, you know? It was funny, man. Inside story. So, and hopefully Rich is back for this one because it involves one of his boys too. So my rock star contact at the time, his name was Lewis. He's not longer there anymore. Good dude. So he sent a review code over to Jordan, and I was like, oh, that kind of sucks. I didn't get a code, but you know, whatever. You know, at least I don't have to review it. I could just play it, right? On launch day, I am not kidding you, bro. Remember, Jordan got the review code. Launch day, what shows up at my crib? The fucking collector's edition. Physical.
Yep.
You know, with a note from Lewis. Like, yo, Tony, I know how much you love the franchise. Enjoy, brother. I'm like, oh, shit. You know? So I was like, damn, I lucked the fuck out with this one. I don't have to review this shit. I can just play for fun. You know? We're Red Dead. Man, good stuff. And listen, credit to Rockstar, you know, because again, SCFU and Play was still, we were in our infancy still, you know? And they were like, yeah, we'll do our best to get your code. And they hooked us. I was assuming they were going to send a shit. No, they did. They sent a code, you know? So that was very nice of them. That's the thing about Rockstar, which is interesting. Like, they may not get your code in time, but they are not stingy from all my dealings with them. You know, they're not stingy. They're like, yeah, take a code, you know, because they probably want people to play their shit. Moving on here, another one from Mob Hits. What will be the new roadmap for Xbox? I'm pretty sure Phil and Sarah had release schedules and other things laid out for this year. Now that Asha is the new boss, are games going to get delayed? And will these games also be hitting other platforms like PS5? I'll answer the last part first. Yes, they're not going to stop that. The games will be coming out on all the platforms, business as usual, you know? But as for the roadmap, they're probably still laying it out, so who knows? But I guarantee, at least for the rest of the year, or a good chunk of this year, I think it'll be business as usual, you know, because she's still trying to get her feet under her and shit, trying to figure out what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
We're not going to see, if we do see any changes, we probably aren't going to start seeing them until the end of the year at the earliest, but probably next year. This year, it's probably going to be business as usual for Xbox, you know, or stay the course, you know?
I think, I think the same. It'll be stay the course, and then I think that a lot of the future plans will be reevaluated.
Yeah. I also do think one thing that the main thing that's going to change, obviously, at all these shows, it ain't going to be Phil anymore, obviously. I think she's probably going to do, you know, because I think she's going to purposely be put out more than even Phil was, just so people get used to her, you know? And let's just be honest, man. Let's just be honest. That's a pretty woman. People are going to want to see her. I'm being real right now. Let's not avoid what our eyes see here, you know? Put the pretty woman out there. Let her talk about games. People will be happy, you know? Summer Game Fest. Yeah, Summer Game Fest and then their own dedicated Xbox thing. She's going to be hosting that. Whatever other shows come up. Generally speaking, I think it's going to be business as usual while also going, hey, we're here for the gamers, you know, that bullshit. But hopefully they'll do it in a more sincere way than her debut, last weekend, you know? It's anyone's guess what the roadmap is, you know? They don't even know what the roadmap is. Let's just be real here.
Hired somebody to do a new roadmap.
Yep. All right, unless anybody wants to chime in on that.
Nah. Wait, hold on. What's that question?
Hey, Rich is back. Let's go. Rich.
Can you turn your microphone up, Rich?
Yeah, Rich, a little bit.
A little low.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit higher.
Uh-oh.
Let's turn it up a little bit. Got to hear that voice, you know?
How about now?
That's better. Oh, yeah. So the question was, what do you think the roadmap will be for Xbox now that they have new leadership? And will they basically continue, you know, the course?
Yeah, two words. Hear you. That's the plan.
Oh, man. That's funny. Yeah, we'll see. Too early to tell. Rich, since we got you here, one of the questions I wanted to get your take on. What do you think of the God of War TV series reveal?
Well, this is a great question, Tony. I was very underwhelmed when I saw it. I said, I know this is a first look because I got the email from Amazon saying this is the first look pictures. But it's like, yeah, I definitely need to see more. I think you guys mentioned earlier that we need to see a trailer. I agree 100%. But I will give a shout out to our very good friend, Mr. Gary Swaby, because I got his comment on this as soon as he saw the image. He said, these guys look like cosplayers. So, yeah, I agree with that until I see more.
Yeah. By the way, the question specifically said, what did we think of the Timu God of War? Oh, man. All right. Moving on here, Mr. One Subset. Is Satya Nadella the major reason why Xbox has been on a downward trend the last 10, 15 years? No, he's not. The major reason is because of that fucked up Xbox One reveal. Let's just be honest, man.
They were never... able to get over any of that.
Regarding Nadella, let's just be honest, he probably didn't give a fuck about Xbox until they bought fucking Activision Blizzard. Then he had to go to hearings and shit. And he's like, what the fuck you guys doing? You know, then he got involved. But no, long and short of it, he is not to blame for all this. It was that horrible reveal and them not following up with games people care about. Mixed messaging, flip-flopping everywhere, you know. Not Nadella's fault at all. Do you guys think otherwise?
No, I agree. I think it's a situation where he had to look at it when all this stupid shit started going on, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Imagine to be like, it's like, so, yeah, we decided to buy Activision. You did what?
You did what? Actually, you probably got to call Phil. Why am I being called into Congress? The fuck's going on?
What you did know? You do? Well, you know that little company that we bought, like it was called Bethesda.
How much did we pay for that again? Like what?
What? You realize that's your operation budget? But we're making good money now. It's the pandemic. Everybody's at home playing video games.
Oh man! All right, that
you
one.
You don't make me leave my home for this shit.
Like, what the, I gotta get up early for this shit, Phil. I got kids soccer practice, motherfucker.
Fly my ass all the way over to friggin' the UK.
Not the UK. Actually, did he go to UK too? He had to go to Washington. You know.
I know the UK. They had a bunch of stuff in the UK. So yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Probably both, right?
Yeah. Anyway, moving on here. Another one from Mr. One Subset. You know, this one we kind of answered last week, but I'll go ahead and ask it here. If graphical fidelity has peaked with the consoles we currently have, what would be the point of paying for new consoles? None. I'm being an asshole. None. Because you're not going to get exclusives. You know, you're going to get the same fucking games. Yeah.
Well, hardware-wise, I guess they haven't peaked. It's maybe software because, you know, they're making the same games.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some developers aren't pushing the boundaries, but, I mean, you could still improve. It's just, you know, when the next generation console releases, they're just going to do a coat of paint but it's going to get released on all the other consoles, including the Switch 2 these days. You know, Switch 2 is getting a lot of love.
That's right.
So these games have to be working on all these platforms. So the new consoles are just going to be, you know, maybe slightly, you know, higher frame rate like they always do.
Because it's like, you know, 8K is not really a thing yet. Not mass adoption. Mm-hmm. The only thing I can think of, Carlos, is like maybe they just, you know, faster SSDs, you know, better, but you know, more RAM. I don't know. Like, because you're right, hardware you could improve, but like the game design is not going to change fundamentally. You know, it's going to be right. Going to get the same shit.
Yeah, I mean, and the PlayStation. I mean, the PS5 Pro still not up to par to even your PC, Tony.
No, so, it's not. My PC's so even, old.
Like, if am I my PC? So it's they can still improve on the hardware, but you know, like you mentioned, are the games going to be developed to take advantage of the hardware? And we don't even know. Like we've talked about, has the PS5 been tapped into like fully? I have no clue.
Yeah, I mean, it probably has. You know, it's not like we're working with like you know these proprietary like chips and shit. You know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. Anybody else want to chime in on this? Mm. Yeah, we kind of answered this a couple of weeks ago. You know, what would we want to see in new consoles? So we kind of already did that. All right, next up here, Young Savage. There is still no word on the price of the Steam machine. Do you guys think it's cooked? No, because they're waiting to the last minute.
Yeah, they're waiting for the last minute.
Because they don't know how much this shit's going to cost because of this RAM bullshit. You know,
exactly. They have to be able to do their projections, you know, with RAM shit and not to mention all the tariff bullshit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So they're waiting to see what the next step is going to be. Who knows if it's going to be like extravagant or something else. I would hope it could be something affordable, but, you know, they said it's going to be, you know, in that line.
Well, my controversial take is I think they should delay that shit. Don't release it this year. You know,
that is also a possibility, but like
that. Well, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm saying that's what I want them to do.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a thing, but like also like you're still going to end up having to pay those manufacturing costs.
Yeah.
And they may not. Go ahead.
Go ahead, bro. Carlos.
Oh, sorry. I'll finish your thought. My bad.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm good.
So I disagree with Tony.
Uh-oh.
And here's why. The Steam machine, if it comes out this year, it's not going to have any type of competition. If it releases next year, it's going to go after, you know, it's going to go against the Xbox that comes out next year.
That's a good point.
So I just don't think that, and I'm pretty sure that the Xbox is going to be more powerful than the Steam machine.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I'm not saying it is going to be delayed. I say I want it to. It's probably going to come out this year, you know?
And the price, yeah, they still don't know.
Yeah, go ahead, Rich.
So a correction for Carlos. Is the next Xbox going to be called Xbox, or is it going to be called Microsoft Gaming Console?
Well, we don't know. We don't know what Sharma's got in mind. Maybe she'll ask AI about that.
Yeah, Rich,
what should I call it?
Yeah, Rich, what do you think about the Steam Machine?
Well, Tony, you brought up a very good point. I was going to ask you, is this still coming out this year? Yeah, we haven't heard anything. I know it's still early in the year, but you guys make a good point. You know, they should release it this year, I guess, to try to avoid competition. But I have no idea what they're going to do because I don't know how the RAM thing is.
Yeah. Brian, you got any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with you, Tony. I think they're just going to wait it out and see how the pricing goes, because this pricing is, it's honestly not even predictable to any degree at this point. I mean, there are some things that have gone up in price fivefold in 5 months, which has never happened. So who, like, in 5 months' time now, it could be even five times more, or even go back down to normal. It's such an odd place to be. So yeah, I think that they're going to have trouble moving units purely because they don't have a price yet, and by having to get a price out so close to launch, that definitely hurt them. But I don't think they have much of a choice.
Yeah, no, I agree. All right, moving on here. The gaming engineer, aka Alpha Chuck, what do you think about the lawsuit in New York City against Valve over loot boxes? While I will not defend the practice, I kind of scratched my head at the decision to go after Valve instead of any other publisher that engages in the same practice. Yes, because they're, you know, one of the biggest games in town. The person that brought this lawsuit on, Letitia James, I think her name is, she's an absolute moron. You know, she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. And I'm talking about in general, too. She's literally an idiot, you know? This lawsuit is stupid. Like, again, everybody does this shit. Like, bitch, were you not around, like, what, 5 years ago when this was really happening everywhere? You know? Mm-hmm. The fuck?
No. She looked at what her Fortnite, the bill that her kid was
Oh, why does it cost so much?
Yeah, why does this cost so much? What you buying?
You buying on my phone. Oh, we gonna sue these motherfuckers.
But I mean, she's going after Valve and not Epic?
Yeah.
makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. Retarded. woman.
That shit's gonna get totally thrown out because of the plain reason is that they have nothing to do with that part of the thing. If you look at any of their other games, they don't have loot boxes.
Yeah,
she's crazy.
Yeah, she's a nutter. You know, yeah, go after Epic. They have Fortnite.
Yes, that's the one that has the loot boxes and all that other stuff, and that's what's racking up all the money. It's not friggin' Steam.
Stupid.
You know, maybe the thing is coming through Steam because it's a Steam transaction, right? You're not getting an Epic Games transaction, you're getting a Steam transaction, and then from there Epic is Zoom, but it's still Epic. So yeah, no.
Yeah. Hopefully the judge dismisses. It's an absolutely stupid case.
They need to get somebody in there who knows something to explain stuff to people because she's also like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years late to the party.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
how come she didn't get all this? When did she wake up? You know, because we already did this with EA.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Anybody else have any thoughts on this? All right, I'll take that as a no. Oh, go ahead.
I don't know this person, but what I will say is I'm not a fan of loot boxes. I feel like this world is crumbling down into this one big gamble. Yeah. Literally, like everything is you know, gambled down now. Like that's usually what's getting pushed down to the public. We can gamble on whether you think someone's going to fart in this hour of the day. You know, and with video games, I mean, we've been, like you guys mentioned, we've been seeing this for years now. You know, there's, you know, what's it, Roblox is pretty famous for doing this. And the thing with me, it's like this shit is pushed down to kids. You know, kids have access to all these things where essentially it's just gambling. It's just another way to gamble. So I don't know, man. I'm not a big, I don't know this person, so I don't know what the validity is of what she's saying. or what she's trying to get accomplished. But as far as just looking at the issue with when it comes to loot boxes and microtransactions in general, I'm not a big fan.
Jeffrey says it's a distraction from her bank fraud case. Yep, that's a good point.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, she's pulling the usual ploy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the politician essentially goes after games because they're trying to overshadow some bullshit that they're into. Quite a bit of politicians did that little trick.
Yeah. And what was the other thing? Yeah, because that was the whole thing. Her claim to fame, if you could even call it that, was trying to get Trump in jail. But then it came to light that she had her sister or a friend like living somewhere illegally or some shit. Like, this is a very scummy woman, you know? But yeah, she's stupid.
Anyway. She's like, oh no, I'm not the bad guy. I'm trying to save the children.
Yeah, I'm trying to save the children, you know? All right. Moving on here. Again, my favorite name, man. George W. Cush. Got a couple questions here. Is it me or does it feel like Nintendo is the only competent of the big three? Don't get me wrong. I hate their stance on piracy, lawsuits, and their greediness. But at this point, they're the only ones doing more than 2 exclusives a year. They close no studios. They have no stake in AI. They don't spend $100 million to make games, etc. You know, I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah.
But Nintendo is not fucking up, generally speaking, no. Especially compared to, PlayStation and Xbox.
I mean, if you look at the big difference, PlayStation is more of an international company, but it's also a very Western company. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Xbox, another Western company. Both of those two decided to adjust their projections when it came to the pandemic, when they were getting those big bucks, saying they were going to make more money end over end. You know who didn't do that?
Nintendo,
and actually a lot of Japanese studios didn't do that. So you notice you don't hear about a bunch of Japanese studios closing down, with the exception being Tango Gameworks, but that was
tied to a Western
yeah. studio. Japan Studio, another one tied to a Western leaning sort of company when it comes to PlayStation. So I feel like This is a Western issue, and I actually
agree.
Wrote a little bit of a thing on my Twitter about this. I'm like, you notice that a lot of Western studios, a lot of the Japanese studios, you don't hear any about at least massive firings and all this, the game industry falling apart. I think in Japan it's doing okay. I don't think they need to close any studios, even a little tiny studio like Boca Game Studio, with their game what did they call it? Slitterhead didn't do amazingly, but they're still open.
Yeah, again, it goes back to what we talked about earlier in the show. It's like Japanese companies, generally speaking, manage their shit better, more efficiently than we do over here. You know, because you're right. Because Nintendo made a lot of money during the pandemic. What did they do with extra money? Just hold, wait, we're going to use it wisely. They didn't do anything stupid or crazy, and they were, again, you don't hear about mass Nintendo layoffs, Nintendo does their shit right. They know what works, and again, I'm saying this as someone who doesn't generally care for Nintendo, but I give props where it's due. They know what the fuck they're doing, unlike these other goddamn companies, so yeah, they definitely have their shit. And I didn't even think about it. You're right, they're not fucking around with that AI shit, which is really good. we'll see about that. If how much that whole, and again, you don't hear about bloated budgets for their games either.
Yeah, they're not spending. If anything, I would probably say the Zelda game may have had a bit of a higher budget, but even then, we don't know that. As far as I know, a lot of their budgets for their game are very middle A sort of budgets. In fact, part of the reason why the Pokemon games haven't gone, haven't been like huge, like, clean, like efforts, like there is because the budgets, they're keeping those budgets locked down. So, yeah.
And because they know it's Pokemon, it's going to fucking sell, Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts? All right. Another one here from Mr. George W. Cush. Actually, and this is the last normal question, so we will have time to get to the leftovers.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. What would you choose as FromSoftware's next big single-player game? Dark Souls 4, Elden Ring 2, Bloodborne 2, Sekiro 2, or a new IP? Personally, I like a little break from Elden Ring's big open world and a return to smaller scale games like the former Souls before another big open world game. Yeah, new IP.
New IP.
Yeah, give us a new IP. And don't make it open world. You know, like, I want that reserved specifically for the Elden Ring games. You know, just to keep it special. But yeah.
I agree with you, Tony. Don't do open world on Elden Ring. That's why my answer is Elden Ring 2.
You know,
it's been 4 years since Elden Ring came out, and the hypothetical game this is not going to come out this year. So
yeah,
it'll be 5 years after Elden Ring came out. So that's I don't know why there would be any fatigue after 5 years, especially for this caliber game. So I would say Elden Ring 2.
Ooh, okay. So all right, what about you, Rich?
Well, I knew that Carlos would say Elden Ring because I know he very much enjoyed Night Rain. That was one of his highlights from last year. I'm going to agree with you, Tony. I think it needs to be a new IP because the whole thing about Elden Ring is this was a new IP. So seeing what they are capable of doing, I will be interested in seeing what else they can do besides Elden Ring. Now they know that it's successful. They could definitely do a sequel if they want to, but I think that multiplayer game that we got, that was to hold you over until they come back to it, which may not be the next game, but I do think the next game probably is going to be a new IP.
Yeah.
Although, I got a question for you guys.
By the way, just to be fair, Dusk Bloods is a new IP, so, you know.
There you go.
But the question was about single player. Anyway, Carlos, go ahead.
So I know by technicality, Like Rich mentioned, Elden Ring is a new IP, but is it? Is it really? you know what I'm saying? It's like you know, Bloodborne.
It's a new IP that uses the same formula, a familiar formula.
You know, yes, it's like Final Fantasy.
Of Demon Souls, yes.
You know, so it's like technically it's a new name with a new story and new name, but it's still the same thing. It's just, you know, done a little differently.
It's a different variation of the recipe.
Oh, what are you talking about? George R. R. Martin wrote it.
Well, that's the reason it became such a success, you know.
Yeah.
Did George tell you that?
Yeah, excuse me. Oh man. All right.
I have an answer to this.
Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
And Tony will love this answer. I want them to do a sequel to a game that people definitely enjoyed. So it's not a sequel to Elden Ring, not a sequel to Dark Souls, not a sequel to Demon Souls either, not even a sequel to Bloodborne. I know. What am I talking about, Tony?
Armored Core.
No, not Armored Core. We had one of those. 3D Dot Heroes.
Oh, see, Brian, I like that answer.
You know, that game is stuck on the PlayStation 3 prison.
That's another one. Yep. FromSoft. Free it.
Which, by the way, I have an unopened copy of that.
Oh, nice.
And that's a crazy expensive game. Like, if you have that game, you know, it's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, no. 3D Dot Game Heroes is so good. I'm glad you mentioned that. All right. Let's get to the leftover questions from last week. Assyrian Air Force, what is everyone's favorite remake and your least favorite remake?
Ooh,
it's a good question.
At least for right now, I'm very happy with the MGS3 remake.
That's a good one.
I mean, it does all, and it's weird. Can you call it a remake? I don't know. It is the same game, just with some prettier graphics. I kind of like it for that. You know.
This is a tough one because there's a lot of good remakes. Like,
yeah.
And again, how do we want to classify them? Like, remake as in complete remake, or like it's running the original game under
running the original game because it would totally disqualify like Metal Gear.
I'm gonna just say both. So I know that probably making a question harder, but I'm gonna go with both. Keep them both.
Okay.
I will say this though, you know, since I have this opportunity to speak on this, I want to give a shout out. Potentially, I could be wrong about this. Somebody please correct me. I think this was the first remake ever made, the Super Mario All-Stars. I think.
Yes.
I think it might be.
Yeah.
I
think
it is, yes.
Yeah. And to me, that's still fucking awesome. It's a great collection. They made all the games look really nice. They all played the same, you know? To me, that kind of set the template, you know? Like, this is how you remake a fucking game, you know? Because modern graphics, better controls, but the original feel of the original. But yeah, again, you know, I know this is recency bias, obviously. Like, Manny, you had yours, obviously. Resident Evil 4 remake, man, is fucking good. And I say, and I'm specifically highlighting that because if you listen to Throwdown, you know, for years I was like, don't remake that fucking game. Because to me, the original Resident Evil 4, and it still is too, perfection.
Hallowed ground.
You know, hallowed ground, perfection, right? But 4 remake is fucking good, man. Those motherfuckers nailed it, you know? Yeah, Metal Gear, obviously, that's a great
Cap
one.
Cap Gods.
Huh?
That's the Cap Gods.
I'm telling you, man. And and what started it, right? Resident Evil 2. Woo, excuse me? Mm-hmm. That remake was fantastic, you know? And you know what?
It was good, too.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this, man. I know a lot of people give a shit. I like Resident Evil 3 remake, right? And the funny thing about that remake is the complaints people have about it are the same complaints they had about the original. Too action focused, too short. Same fucking complaints. it's more a fault of the original. Although they took some shit out, though. But no, 2 and 4, fantastic remakes. Absolutely. I know we had a bunch of remakes during the PS3 era. Like Jack and Daxter collection, yeah. Ratchet and Clank collection, that were really good. Prince of Persia, that was like that had a lot of good games that need to be brought back, you know. But yeah, that I know I just rambled off a bunch of games. I'm not committing. Mm-hmm. Fuck it, you know.
Yeah.
Too many of them. Too good.
Also have to ask the last. I guess once we get to the ones we like, we have to say the ones we didn't like, right?
Ooh, I'm pretty sure there are some. I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit? Brian, what's your favorite remake?
Shadow of the Colossus.
Ooh, that's a good
that
one.
For me was just one remake that it stood out as just being really good on all levels, and it really managed to improve on a lot of issues that people had, particularly with the climbing stuff. And yeah, I honestly couldn't fault it. It's a shame the studio won't exist soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, fantastic remake, man. That was one for the ages. What about you, Rich? What's your favorite remake?
This is a great question, but it is also incredibly tough because a lot of the games I have been playing that people are calling remakes, I never played the original version. but I will say this, Final Fantasy Tactics was awesome.
That was great.
You know, that's a great game. I have seen the original. I have not played the original, but I definitely would say for me, that was probably one of the games I enjoyed most last year. And I'm going to do a bit of cheating here. When you said the least favorite remake, I'm going to also apply that to the least favorite re-release. And I'm going to nominate The Last of Us Director's Edition. I did not understand why that game had to be released again on PlayStation 5. So...
Yeah, since we're already there, I got one. I actually didn't play this one, but I remember people shitted on it. Rightfully so, the GTA trilogy, Grove Street.
Grove Street game.
A controversy.
That, yeah, AI upscale, all that bullshit, bro. Oh,
yeah. That was a piece of mess.
Yeah. We're going. Go ahead,
since
Carlos.
Since we're in the least favorite, I'll nominate one which did get better, but when it first came out, it was shit.
Oh, I know what it is.
Yo, man, it makes a cameo every couple of months. It's the Master Chief Collection, man. That shit was unplayable when it came out.
Man,
it ruined my week. Got a week off of work for this for nothing.
Oh, wow.
Couldn't do shit. Screw them.
Yeah, but you made up for it when we played those games, though, son.
Yeah, like, I mean, they after the patch number 20,000
years later, whatever the fuck it was years later. But yeah, that's bad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Brian, least favorite remake.
See, the problem is my two answers have been taken, which were the Master Chief and Last of Us. So I actually have no idea.
I mean, you could still say them again. Still say them. It's not like, yeah, it needs to be different. Yeah.
I will say them again for the reasons that have both been mentioned, apart from taking the week off.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Hmm.
What about you, Manny?
I'm going to take it back. Silicon Knights, Metal Gear Solid for the Nintendo GameCube.
Uh-oh.
What an awful piece of shit that was.
Wait, you're talking about Twin Snakes?
Twin Snakes.
Oh, that
a piece of shit. because it was utter misunderstanding of how that fucking game works. As you get on the dock of that game, what is the dock in Metal Gear? It's a little bit of a sandbox to get you used to the way the game plays. You know, you get seen, you know, you can take out all the guards, and then you can, you know, you don't get any more guards. That doesn't happen until you get onto the main heliport, where they can call reinforcement. But that stupid ass game, literally, as soon as you get seen, you get fucking people, like, you get like guards like spawning on the water side, you know, where you know there's not supposed to be anybody coming in. And then those stupid ass cinematics where Snake is like kick flipping off of missiles. Fuck that game. I know a lot of people like, you know, like say, oh, you know, Silicon Knights, you know, they you know, they did, what was that game? Not Beyond Good and Evil. What was that game?
Eternal Darkness.
Eternal Darkness. Oh, Silicon Knights. Like, yes, Eternal Darkness. Yeah. And, you know, they did that game and it was decent. People like it. But they also did Heat 2 Human.
Oh, shit, 2 Human. Damn. Oh, so, man. That's crazy. Dennis Dyack, where you at, bro?
Dennis Dyack is a fucking lying clown. So fuck that. Fuck that Twin Snakes game and fuck Dennis Dyack. There we go.
Oh, man. All right. Next question. And Brian, you could start this one off first because you mentioned it before the show, and I'm curious. What was the last game you got the platinum trophy on?
Oh,
hey, Brian first. Brian first.
Oh, technically Detroit Become Human was the last one. I got that last week.
Ooh, very nice.
But before that, that's a good question. I have a sneaking suspicion I know what the answer is because it's probably the only game I play outside of that. It's technically because it's on Steam. I got the platinum for Hell Is Us, which was a Korean game that came out recently. Well, last year, recently, and that was really quite good. But to answer the question, and I'm doing this just to stall time while I bring up my PlayStation profile because I cannot do that on demand. Last actual platinum trophy before Detroit Become Human was Cocoon. Oh, and Little Nightmares 2.
There you go. Yo, Carlos, right? Should it be called Detroit Become Human?
Yes. Detroit Become Human. Oui, oui.
Yeah, Manny, go ahead.
So I'm looking at it now, and it looks like the last trophy, platinum trophy I got was for Metal Gear Solid Delta. I got that on 118. That's the endless battle platinum, and that's the one where if you beat the game without on extreme mode and get like the big boss rank. So it's a really hard one to do. Took me a while because I've just been playing it since the thing. And yeah, so that's at least from that. You know, we haven't played Marvel Cosmic Invasion.
Oh, is that out?
Yeah, the Cosmic Invasion is the beat 'em up.
Oh shit! I completely forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Rich, you remember what your last platinum was?
First and foremost, yeah. Let me know when you play, Manny. I will jump on.
Yeah, I got to jump on too. Shoot.
Yeah, we were supposed to do that a long time ago. So yeah, we got to do that.
Well, does that mean I got to start on my PlayStation account again? You know what? I'll throw a little bit of money on there. I'll put it on the low rank PlayStation Plus account.
Yeah, that's cool. So the last platinum I got was for Sifu. That game had me locked in. I had to try and get that platinum. And I will say here on the air live, I will hold myself accountable. I may go after that Requiem Platinum Oak because I didn't realize how many trophies I got when I played it. We'll see.
Yeah, because I don't know what my password is. I don't know how to access my PlayStation account, which means I don't know what my last platinum was. I don't think I...
Well, I might be able to tell you.
You'll tell me, motherfucker.
I can just look you up. Hold on.
I don't think I got any last year. I might be wrong about that. Because I know in 2024, I got a shit ton of them. Because I was, you know, I was going ham with playing a bunch of fighting games. I got the platinum in Street Fighter 6, Tekken 8, the Marvel vs. Capcom collection, both of them, CVS collection. But I don't know if I
got Doom the Dark Ages.
I don't think. No, I definitely didn't get that platinum.
I'm looking at your profile.
Wait, did I get the platinum in that game?
Yeah.
Oh shit! Let's go. I didn't.
And before that, it was Capcom Fighting Collection.
That's right. That motherfucking trophy. That shit was. Carlos, the memory is coming back. So I quote unquote got everything in that fucking game. I didn't get the platinum trophy because there was one trophy that was glitched, right? And I was just waiting for that patch, waiting for that motherfucking patch. Then they patched it. Bam, got the trophy. You know. What was the date on that? That was like April last year, May?
July.
July, okay.
7-9.
That was the last one, right? Because Capcom was before that. It's been a minute. It's been a minute. I'm definitely not going to get the Platinum in RE9. That's just crazy. I'm not playing that game in Insanity. You're nuts. You crazy, man.
Especially after certain parts.
No, I don't know if there's a trophy for beating it under 4 hours, too. Some crazy shit, you know?
Four hours?
Yeah, there's at least, there is one in-game, like, not a goal, but it's like an achievement or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Beat the game under 4 hours, right? But those goals seem to correspond with trophies. So, fuck, you know? Ooh. You have to speed run the fuck out of that game.
Well, I would like to offer a recommendation for that. Of course, we have our very good friend, Mr. Chris Seeley. I'm sure he can give you the quick rundown of how to get that. I'm sure he's going to get that.
Yeah.
He'll Seeley do it.
Towards. Oh, he's going to get it. He's Mr.
Right. He's Mr. Evil.
Yeah. Can't get the Seeley tours, though. Did everybody go?
No Sheva this time.
Astrobot for me.
Astrobot, all right. Yeah, that's a nice and easy one. Yeah. All right. I think we got everybody. Moving on here. This one's from Mob Hits. With all its Western failures, is it time to move PlayStation's headquarters back to Japan? Yes. I think that may happen with the new guy, you know? Maybe not anytime soon, but you already see the shift going towards Japan again, you know? Mm-hmm. The biggest mistake they made was relocating to fucking Los Angeles or wherever the hell it was. They should not have. It was Los Angeles, San Diego or some shit.
Yeah, making that the new headquarters.
They should not have done that. That huge mistake. Keep that shit in Japan. Don't let our Western bullshit infect you, which has happened, unfortunately. You know. All right, and the last question, and then we're all clear for the leftovers, except for one question, which is a more of an AMA type of question, which we'll save for that show. This one's from Lego Bro. With all of this bad gaming news lately, is the gaming industry looking at dark times ahead? We're already there, baby. We've been there since this whole generation. Let's be honest, man. Yo, it just reminded me of that scene from Watchmen, right? Whatever happened to the American dream? This is it. You're living in it. It happened. You know, we're in the darkest times right now, baby. Actually, not the darkest. It can't get worse. You never know. But yeah, this generation has been awful. If you've been listening to Throwdown for any stretch of time, you've heard, bro, I made a Tony's take complaint about this generation before it started, you know, and all that shit I said turned out to be true, unfortunately enough, you know? So yeah. I mean, things could get worse, more layoffs, more delays, more studio closures. But things are looking pretty bad right now, bro. We're already there.
But Japan is holding it down, Japan, yo.
Well, that's why. I'm glad. We should. I wonder if we should start making that a caveat. Western gaming, Japanese gaming is doing just fine. You know, they're doing their thing. Thank you, Japan. You know, I'm hesitant to
say. Thank you for saving the game industry again.
Again. They may have to bail us out, you know. Oh, we give you big money, you know. They may have to save us again once the Western gaming industry crashes. Although I do believe GTA 6, if it hits it like it's supposed to, that'll keep things afloat for a while. That's going to sell so many copies, sell a fuck ton of PlayStations, which is ironically a Japanese console, you know. Because like I said before with GTA 6, not to derail the conversation, it is effectively a PS5 exclusive. Yes, you can buy it on Xbox. You're not going to buy it on Xbox. You're going to buy that shit on PlayStation, you know? Let's just be real here. And even Jason Schreier agrees with that assessment. Manny, thank you for bringing it up. Yes, we are in the middle of dark times for the Western gaming side of things. Japanese gaming is doing just fine. Maybe, I'm not going to say better than ever, but they're doing pretty good, you know?
Hearing some of those Resident Evil sales, I don't know.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, man, most of the games I've been playing in the last few years that I've really enjoyed have been Japanese games, you know? Elden Ring, I'm not saying all of them. There's been exceptions here and there, like Doom the Dark Ages, but generally speaking, you know?
We might have to expand that phrase, Tony, that you're making, or that claim that you're making. It might be just Asian games.
Asian games?
Korea is
cooking.
Is stepping their game up. Yep.
Korean cooking. You know that good shit. Mm-hmm. You know that kimchi
Korean
shit.
Barbecue.
You got that bibimbap over there, man? Yeah.
The Crimson Desert bibimbap?
Excuse me? Yeah, no, I'm glad you say that. Although the only reason I was thinking about it, but I'm hesitant to say thank you, China. But yeah, just shout out to Korea, you know. I'm not shitting on China, but we're getting too many of these woo games. Let's chill out, you know.
Let's do something else.
Yeah, but I appreciate the effort, and I like the graphics, you know. The graphics, oh God.
Dodds.
Yeah. All right, anybody else want to jump in on this? Gaming industry, the industry.
Yeah, I completely agree. We're in the middle of probably one of the worst times. Because, mm-hmm. you know, people bring up, oh, well, you know, this game Ooh. Came out and this game came out. But, you know, the layoffs that we've gotten in the past couple of years, it's been ridiculous. The studio closures, the game failures, the, you know, Phil Spencer retired, quote unquote. Like, it's a lot of bad stuff. And, you know, just because you can name like five games that you enjoyed in the last 5 years doesn't necessarily mean that the industry is healthy.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more than just, you know.
I'm so glad you bring that up because that's what people say. They're like, oh, this game came out. It's good. You know, mm-hmm. Look at the entire thing, bro. Look at the layoffs. Look at the fucking tariff shit. Look at the remakes. Look at all this sequels. Look at the game delays. Look at the studio gaming closures. Hardware. Come on, son. You can't tell me with a straight face that gaming is doing just fine. You know, it's like that fucking
people need to.
Yeah, go ahead.
People need to pay like $3,000 to get a decent PC.
Yeah, things are not looking good. Go ahead, Rich. What are your thoughts, bro?
Oh no, I agree 100%. We are already in the dark times with the layoffs, the studio closures. Like you all said, this is mainly on the Western side of things. And I will say, to go to what Carlos said about the games coming out, yes, there are a lot of outstanding upcoming games coming out this year. So that means a lot more bad stuff is going to happen this year. You know, Phil Spencer, you know, you already saw what happened with him. You heard about the other studio that Sony closed down. Expect some more bad news, especially if GTA comes out. There's something very, very horrible is going to happen. But just stay tuned.
Oh, man. All right. I'm getting distracted here because I'm trying to recover my password for PlayStation. I don't remember it, but I have to, because I was using an old email. Then I have to send the recovery thing to my new email. What a mess. And I can't find it now because my old email is
on. We got the emails.
Oh, God. Anyway.
Oh, man, dude.
What happened?
You got to update that stuff whenever you're doing that, man. What's up with that? One day you could just not log into your PlayStation.
But I log in all the time, you know. Anyway, let's start wrapping it up here. Rich, was coming up on the Coalition this week?
Yeah, so to quote what Brian said earlier, we are in March Madness. So this entire month, the Coalition, it's going to be incredibly busy. You know, obviously, I'll give a shout out to Mr. Adam Vale, the TV Terminal. They are covering multiple shows, so make sure that you check out his YouTube channel as well as the website to see what he's been talking about on these shows. On the gaming side of things, there are a couple of games coming out that I have actually been playing that I can actually talk more about soon. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, overall, I just want to say, yeah, if you are a fan of gaming, if you are keeping up with everything coming out, definitely you want to stay tuned to the website. As I mentioned earlier, I did review Resident Evil, and I also did a little quick video talking about this He-Man release date game, because that's also coming out in April. So, but yeah. Stay tuned. We got a lot of things coming. This.
All right, Manny, what you got?
Yes. I hope the camera's working on my end.
It is.
So what we got here is TMNT Battle Nexus number 5 out on the streets right now, covered by Carl Randolph and myself and the director of TMNT 2012. So covered by us. Out on the streets. If you missed this cover, fear not, because if you go into the inside of the book, there's a color cover gallery, and you have our cover on the inside without any of the cover dressing. So yeah, out on the streets. Pick up the series. I hear it's really fun. I actually haven't read it because they only send me, you know, the issue that I worked on. But a lot of fans seem to be really happy about it. So that's what's going on right now.
In the streets. This is fucking a nightmare right now. Let me do this shit after the show. Let's start wrapping it up here. So make sure you follow us on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube. Join the Discord gang if you haven't already. Check us out on your favorite podcast app and two links for all that good stuff. Check us out down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, we're joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good week, everybody.
And Brian Manjoma.
I actually just learned that Marathon comes out in 2 days.
Yeah, I have a different name for it. Flopathon.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was going to be Concord 3.
That too. All right. We'll see what happens with Flopathon. But stay tuned, man. Otherwise, come back on Thursday later.
Laters.